Welcome to Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson, where the Word of God is spoken in truth without reservation, and His wisdom is imparted to the listeners. Psalms 138 and 8 says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands." Today's message lets us know that Jesus cares about us. He is concerned about our situations, no matter how large or small they may seem. Today's message is entitled, "Jesus is Concerned About You."
There was 4,000 that had a need. And Jesus was concerned. And I want to talk to you today is that Jesus is concerned about you. I want you to look at your neighbor and convince your neighbor. Let them know today that Jesus is concerned about you. I don't care what the devil say. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it feel like. Jesus is concerned about you. I know the devil wants us to think, glory to God, that he's not concerned about us. But Jesus is concerned about you. And I felt like somebody needed to know that today. Because sometimes people can have a situation. Your situation can be large. Your situation can be small. But I want you to know, glory to God, if whether it's small, large or small, God still is concerned about you. Y'all come on, the Bible declares is in the book of Psalm 38 and 8 that he will perfect those things that concerning you. And I believe him, glory to God. I don't know about nobody else, but I believe God. We serve a God that is compassion. This God that we serve, glory to God, here it is, that Jesus had a compassion for these 4,000 people. And you better know, glory to God, just as he had compassion for them, he have compassion for you. Y'all come on, glory to God, hallelujah. And when I begin to look this thing up, glory to God, hallelujah. You better know, glory to God, hallelujah, that when you have compassion, people can be in trouble. Y'all come on here, glory to God. But God is concerned about you. He have an interest about your situation. Come on, glory to God, hallelujah. So here we see, glory to God, in those days that the Bible said, a multitude being very great. Compassion means to feel or to want to help someone who is sick, hungry, or in trouble. Look at somebody and tell them, say, I don't know what your situation is, but God wants to help you. Look at them and tell them, glory to God, I don't know what your situation is, but God wants to help you. Whether it's a confused mind that think that somebody going to talk about you today, God wants to help you. Because he wants to give you the mind of Christ. Somebody ought to shout glory. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah. I don't care what your situation is today. God wants to help you. What he said?
Those days the multitude being very great, having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples.
He called in disciples and said unto them,
I have compassion
on the multitude.
Yes.
That's one thing I want y'all to grab today. Glory to God. We serve a God that has compassion for you. He has a concern for you.
Yes.
Come on.
Because they have now been with me.
Listen what the Bible said. He said, because they have now been with me 3 days. 3 days.
And have nothing.
And they ain't had nothing to eat. Y'all come on, glory to God. These people had a need.
Yes.
I don't know what your need is today, glory to God, hallelujah. But I want you to know, God, come here today. Jesus is here to meet your need. Whatever your need is, glory to God, hallelujah. If he had a concern about these 4,000 people need, he has a concern about your need. You ought to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, today is my day for my need to be met. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Look at him again and tell him, the day
today is my day for my need to be met. Somebody ought to shout glory, and I come to tell you, glory to God. Honey, if you get in position, your need can be met. I come to tell you today, glory to God, if you come with a spirit of reception, if you come, glory to God, expecting God to move for you, I come to tell you today your need can be met. Somebody ought to shout glory, because the Bible lets us know there's nothing too hard for God. He asked Abraham a question, is there anything too hard for God? I come to tell you today ain't nothing too hard for God.
We got somebody telling my need getting won't get met today.
Read so sin.
And if I send them away fast.
He say if I send them away fast into to their own houses, they will faint. They'll collapse.
Yes.
By the way. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, glory to God. That's what I'm telling you, glory to God. God don't want you to collapse. That's how come God cares so much for us, glory to God, hallelujah, that he sends us a word.
Yes.
Or somebody ought to shout glory. And when he sent a word, glory to God, hallelujah, in that word, if you grab a hold to that word, oh, come on, your knee can get met. Somebody ought to shout glory. He told them in the book of St. John, he said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Somebody ought to shout glory. So here it is, glory to God, hallelujah. He said, listen here, I got to feed them. If I don't give them something to eat, and I know here he's talking about natural food. He said, but if I don't give them something to eat, they gonna collapse. If I don't give them something to eat, they gonna faint by the wayside. Somebody ought to shout glory before they can get to where they're going. And I come to tell y'all, glory to God, that's how come it's so important that you hear the word of God, because you got to eat. Because if you don't eat, you gonna collapse along the way.
Hallelujah.
Look at somebody and tell them, I ain't faint, because I'm gonna eat. Tell them what I'm going to eat, glory to God, hallelujah. It's going to make me strong. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Look at them and tell them what I'm going to eat. It's going to give me life. The Bible said, glory to God, and God's word, it is spirit and it is life. Look at somebody and tell them, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm getting some life. I'm getting some strength. When I sit to God's table and when I begin to eat, I feel like a giant. I feel like, my God, I can move mountains. Listen here, what he said. He said that what?
They will faint
because so many of them come from so far.
Yes.
He was concerned about them fainting on the way.
Yes.
And he began to take, glory to God, hallelujah, the need of the people to the disciples. He and his disciples, glory to God, asked him. And his disciples asked him, from whence can a man satisfy these many with bread in the wilderness?
Yeah.
Now listen here, glory to God. If you begin to record in your mind, remember in your mind that he done fed 5,000.
Yeah.
And you would think, glory to God, hallelujah, when he come to the disciples, the first thing they would say is, you did it one time, you can do it again.
Yeah.
Look at somebody today, glory to God, and tell them, I don't care what my situation is. I seen him do it one time, and I know he's the same God, and he'll do it again. Somebody ought to shout glory. That's what Jesus was looking for. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. He's looking for faith in us. Look at him again and tell him, he did it for me one time. He'll do it again. I need some people in here with some faith today. So instead, what he said,
he asked them, how many loaves have ye?
Listen here, glory to God, hallelujah. Jesus done asked them, listen here. He said, how many loaves have ye? Now, y'all remember, glory to God, hallelujah, the other time he got the loaves, he got the food from the little boy. He said, but now it's time for you to give up something. How many loaves? What you got to give up? Or somebody ought to shout glory. I come to tell y'all, God want to do some miracles. But that got some stuff you got to give up. Somebody ought to shout glory. You got to give up your ways. You got to give up your ways of doing things. Look at somebody and tell them, glory to God. God want to do something for you. God want to meet that need. But there's some things you got to give up. You got to let them go. Look at somebody and tell them, let it go, baby. Let it go, glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you've been used to it. I know it's been religion, glory to God. But God said now, let it go. That something can stop you from getting your miracle. That's something that can stop you from getting your need met. That's something, glory to God, hallelujah. You just got to let go. Or somebody ought to shout glory. That's why y'all get mad with us, glory to God. The Bible said, come ye from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. That's some folk you got to come from among. That's some things you got to stop doing. That's something, glory to God, hallelujah. You got to give it up because it's stopping you from getting your need met.
I remember Joelle Umstein, mother. She had liver cancer. And she wrote a book.
She talked about, glory to God, hallelujah, how she had unforgiveness and whatever she thought she had offended anybody with. The first thing she did was she wrote letters. Or she went to people. And she began to ask people to forgive her. Because she had to let that thing go in order to get her mama fire, in order to get her miracles. There's some things you're going to have to let go to get your need met. Somebody ought to shout glory. It may be your mama. It may be your daddy. It may be your girlfriend or your boyfriend. But God said, I want to meet your need. But I can't meet your need. And you got them baggages with you. You got to let them baggages go. You got to stop your lying. You got to stop your fornicating. You got to stop doing what you want. What you are doing in order for me to meet your need. Because we're living in a generation of not glory to God. Folk want to shout over to all this other stuff. And they want to get their need met, glory to God, and they ain't getting rid of nothing. What he said?
How many loaves have ye? And they said seven.
Listen here, he said, how many loaves has he? And they said, seven. And that stood out to me. I said, God, what is the number seven? And the first time when number seven was used in the Bible was in Genesis 1, in which number seven was used to determine the work of creation. Number seven is the number of completion. It's symbolic, complete. Come on, somebody. Glory to God, hallelujah. It also symbolic, perfect. So when he asked them the question, he said, what did you, he said, how many loaves you have? And they said, seven. He said, perfect. Look at somebody, say, perfect. Uh-huh, perfect. You got seven. Oh, yes, come on, glory to God, hallelujah, because I'm going to use this seven. Somebody ought to shout glory. I come to take you, glory to God, hallelujah, but the disciples had to give up their meal this time. It wasn't the lad anymore. It was them this time, and I come to tell y'all, glory to God, hallelujah, it's you this time. It's you that got to give up something. It's you got to turn loose something. It's you, glory to God, hallelujah, that need the miracle, not me. God, I feel you in here. Somebody ought to shout glory. In order to get your need met, give it up.
What he said.
And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground.
Watch this. He commanded the people, sit down on the ground. Get in position.
Yes.
Get in position. It's a place of something where you should be. The church ain't where they ought to be. Go to the Masha to the Messiah. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. He says, sit them on the ground. Get them in position. Get them in the place where they need to be. God help us. Because if you get them in the place where they need to be, I'm finna work a miracle. Woo! So Somebody said, get in your place. Get in your place. Get in position. Get in position. God said, sit him on the ground. Jesus said, sit him on the ground. Get him in position. Because glory to God, hallelujah, that need's about to be met. And no doubt about it, glory to God, here the disciples here, they already done questioning him. How is we going, where we going to get that much of food to feed 4,000 people? And no doubt while he said, put them in the ground, somebody ought to shout glory, get them in position. No doubt in their mind, they thinking, what is he finna do now? Ain't it sad folk can be with you so long, glory to God, and they think you know, they know you, but they really don't know you. So what did he say?
And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and broke.
7 loaves. He gave thanks and he broke.
And gave to his disciples.
He gave to his disciples.
To set before them.
To set before the people. And the people were preparing,
yes,
and setting ready for a whole full course feast. Don't see it? Don't know how it's going to happen. But I believe. My God, I feel you in here today. I'm telling y'all, glory to God, I might not can see it. Oh, glory to God, don't know how it's going to happen. I don't even care, but I want you to know today, I believe. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I believe it. And because I believe it, I'm going to get in position. Because I believe it, I'm going to get in the place where I need to be so my needs can be met. Lord, I wish I could get have some people that know how to pull this thing up. Listen here, what did he say? What did he say?
And they did set them before the people.
And they did set them before the people.
They had a few small fish.
They had a few. Y'all think about this, glory to God, hallelujah. They, listen here, got 7 loaves of bread and a few small fishes.
Yeah.
And you telling me, glory to God, to position the people? You telling me, glory to God, get them in position? Get them in position, glory to God, and you about to feed every last one of them? Somebody ought to shout glory. I'm going to tell y'all something, glory to God. God is not a God of decrease. God is a God of increase. Somebody ought to shout glory. I come to tell y'all I'm not diminishing. I am growing in God. I come to tell y'all glory to God, hallelujah. I feel an increase in my prayer, an increase in my spirit, an increase in my praise. Somebody ought to shout glory. I feel an increase.
Glory to God. Oh God.
Listen here. What did he say?
They had a few small fishes.
They had a few small fishes.
And he
tell somebody, I ain't looking at it. What did it look like? Tell him, I know somebody. Some saying it's too hard. Some saying it can't be done.
Oh my God.
But I ain't looking at none of that.
Glory.
I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus.
Yes,
I'm going to obey.
I'm
going to
obey.
I'm going to get myself in position. Some of y'all done already got a word from God. And all you need to do is work that word. All you need to do, glory to God, keep working that word. And when you keep working that word, that word will put you in a position where your need can be met. Somebody ought to shout glory. But what you are doing, you're looking at what you're going through. You're looking at the fight. You're looking at the struggle. That's all right, struggle. Struggle, I'm getting in position. I don't care what I'm going through. That's all right, sickness. I'm getting myself in position because I know God gonna heal me. I know God gonna deliver me. I know God gonna set me free. And I believe it. And the day is my day. Somebody shout, the day is my day. The day is my day. The day is my day.
Join us next time for another episode of Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson. Thanks so much for listening.